Say it.
I'll put off this so you can hear it. Just a minute.
The beginning of the war was in and this yes, we turned the whole thing off because they were, you know. And oh well, this is one of the poems I love, and I love someone.
Okay.
But
now
this is
listen to Map of Verona.
Map of Verona. And he was Henry Reed was in the army or whatever he was in, and he had travelled in Italy. He was still quite young. He travelled Italy before the war, and then he's in the army, and they have maps to look at and so on. And he knows he's not going anywhere with the army that he wants to go. That's the way things are. But anyway, that's a sort of prologue. But he sees this map of the city of Verona, where he's never been but always wanted to go. And here's the war over, and so a war going on. And then he says, a map of Verona is open, the small, strange city with its river running round and through. It is river embraced. And for a whole long winter season over this map, my thoughts have hovered and paced. Across the river, there is a wandering suburb, an unsolved smile on a now familiar mouth. Some enchantments of earlier towns are about you. Once I was drawn to Naples in the south. Naples I know now, street and hovel and garden. The look of the islands from the avenue, you can only see one of the islands, the look of the islands from the avenue, Capri and Ischia, like approaching drumbeats. My youthful Naples, how I remember you. You were an early chapter, a practice in sorrow. Your shadows fell, but were only a token of pain, a sketch in tenderness, lust, and sudden parting. And I shall not need to trouble with you again. But I remember once your map lay open, as now Verona's, under the still lamplight. I thought, are these the streets to walk in the mornings? Are these the gardens to wander in at night? And all was useless that I thought I learned. Maps are of place, not time, nor can they say the surprising height and color of the buildings, or where the streets of people, yes, bar the way. It is strange to remember these thoughts and to try to catch the underground whispers of music beneath the years, the clouded conjecture, the clouded forgotten vision, which only in vanishing phrases reappears. Again, it is strange to lead a conversation round to a cautious questioning of travellers who speak of Juliet's tomb and something, and this shining smile, I think of some kind of plants or something, Juliet's tomb and something, and a shining smile of snowfall late in spring. Their memories calm this winter of expectation. That's the war, the winter of expectation. Their thoughts restrain me, for I cannot flow like your impetuous river to embrace you, yet you are there. And one day I shall go. The train will bring me perhaps in utter darkness and drop me where you are blooming, unaware that a stranger has entered your gates at last and a new devotion is about to attend and haunt you everywhere. The flutes are warm in tomorrow's cave. There's something, the vision, it is something like that, trembles and forms inside the musician's mind. The lights begin and the shifting crowds in the causeways are discerned through the dusk and the rolling river behind. And in what hour of beauty, in what good arms, shall I those regions and that city attain, from whence my dreams and slightest movements rise, and what good arms shall take them away again?
So beautiful.
She's going to read that at my birthday party.
It's lovely.
She's going to read that at my birthday party. Now, say the naming of parts.
The name of the poem?
The naming of parts.
Of the poet?
No, of the poem of Henry Reed's.
The poem, it's a map of Verona.
No, the naming of parts.
Naming
of the naming of parts.
Yeah.
Today we have, that's funny, today, same poet, today we have naming of parts. He's in the army and they're having to take apart a rifle, most of which they don't have because it's all disorganized and it's the beginning of the war. So today we have naming of parts. Yesterday we had daily cleaning, and tomorrow we shall have what to do after firing. But today we have naming of parts. Japonica glistens like coral in all of the neighboring gardens, and today we have naming of parts. And then there's a whole thing which I can't quite repeat. This is the lower sling swivel, and this is the upper sling swivel, whose use you will see when you are given your slings. And this is the piling swivel, which in your case you have not got. It goes on like, I'm not sure that I can follow all that, because those lines are brought back into the narrative about not, in your case you have not, the sense of, yeah, sense of proportion, which in your case you have not got. And I can't really go on with that because I'll make mistakes and stop, but I'll write it out for you sometime.
But you must read that at my party.
Oh, I'd love to do
and
that.
One Leopardi poem.
I'd love that.
Infinito, can you say that?
Infinito, perhaps not so much infinito, but
say one Leopardi.
My favorite poem of Leopardi. It's heartbreaking though.
Ginestra.
Just a minute. I'll go and get it so I don't spoil it. Because if I think I can say it through, but if I don't, then
that's
I
all right. You can say it through. Don't if you mess
I'd like
it up.
To have it. Just a sec.
Cain.
Just a minute, I have to.
Cane.
Just a minute, here's my stick.
Okay.
Just a minute, I'll be back.